And good morning. It's 8:30. Since June, WKAR News has closely covered Lansing's attempts to pass new regulation of medical marijuana. Nearly 6 months ago, there was a little oversight, and even City Hall didn't really know how many businesses there were. Now a new ordinance is in place, and the city is accepting applications for medical marijuana provisioning centers, which will now be capped at 25, as well as other related business. And joining us once again is Lansing City Clerk Chris Swope. And good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Brooke.
So applications for which kinds of medical marijuana facilities are being accepted now?
We are accepting now for all five types. Four of the types, the growing, production, secure transport, and testing. There's no open and closed period, but the provisioning center, there's a 30-day period that we opened up last week and will be open through December 15th.
And, okay, so then once that closes?
Right. Once that closes, we will do our evaluation and complete review of the applications and select 20 from those applicants, and then there will be a second round for the additional five, and that's laid out specifically in the ordinance that was adopted by City Council, that limitation.
Okay, and so how many applications have you received so far?
So far, zero. We have not gotten any applications for any type of license.
So why do you think that is?
Well, the state is still coming up with their rules, and I think from a business perspective, people are saying, or thinking to themselves, I don't want to pay a $5,000 application fee to the city of Lansing if something in the state law or state rules is going to prohibit me from operating. So I think they're just waiting for the state to adopt their rules.
Okay, so, but the deadline is still December 15th.
It's still December 15th. December 15th is when the state is going to begin accepting applications. So I think it's pretty definite that they will have their rules in place by then. We actually kind of expected them to come out last week, but I think it'll be very soon that their rules are in place.
Okay, so tonight the Lansing City Council, you're meeting tonight, and
right.
We'll be discussing the confirmation of four members to the Medical Marijuana Commission.
Right, and the commission is the appeals body, so a decision on a license application. If anyone wants to appeal my decision, that's the body that would hear the appeal and consider my actions and whether they were done appropriately.
And I'm Brooke Allen, and with me is Lansing City Clerk Chris Swope. And good morning again, Chris. And we were talking about the Lansing City Council, the meeting tonight.
Right. So tonight, a couple things are happening. They're interviewing and possibly confirming four of the appointees that the mayor has made to the Medical Marijuana Commission. And then also, Councilmember Yorko is expected to introduce some amendments to the medical marijuana licensing ordinance. We haven't actually seen those. I think they're still being drafted. But we do expect a couple of things to I know some things that have been discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is some people think that the number of provisioning centers should be higher. So I think that is possibly going to be in the ordinance.
And right now that's at 25?
Right. Right now the ordinance sets that at 25, and that's what was adopted in September by the City Council. So there's some discussion that maybe that should be a different number. And then apparently there's some kind of an issue with a seed bank that we have in Lansing that our ordinance does not address, and we need to make some amendments to cover that.
Okay, so that will all be happening tonight at the meeting.
Right. That's okay. The expectation. You know, one of the issues is because it's under our zoning ordinance, it takes 15-day, we have to give 15-day notice of a public hearing. So if the ordinance is introduced tonight, then the public hearing on the new ordinance on the revisions can't take place until it's been published in a newspaper, and then 15 days later is when that can take place. So we're getting toward the end of the year, and time is really, really tight.
Right, because deadlines are approaching fast.
Right. You know, we're going to have three new members of City Council January 1st. So, you know, I think some of the current members want to accomplish things before the end of the year. So there's there's going to be some tension there.
Right, right. Okay, so that meeting's happening tonight. So let me ask you, several medical marijuana businesses circulated a petition to stop the new ordinance from taking place. So did that delay the rollout?
Well, it did. During that evaluation period, you know, we had planned, we had a kind of a timeline of when we were going to have the 30-day window for the medical marijuana provisioning centers, and that kind of got pushed back. We weren't able to open that window until we knew what we were doing with the petition. Ultimately, we found that they did not have enough valid signatures of Lansing residents to meet the requirement under the charter of 5% of the registered voters. So that is leaving the 2017 ordinance in place. Otherwise, if they had had enough, mm-hmm. Within 30 days after the ordinance was adopted, we would have actually reverted back to the ordinance that was adopted in 2011.
Okay, so so it's a little confusing, isn't it?
It is. It's the marijuana merry-go-round is what I call it.
And it will be continuing for how long do you foresee this continuing?
At least through the end of the year. I mean, tonight could be a pivotal evening. You know, it takes 5 votes of city council to set a public hearing because they have to do a resolution. So Councilmember Yorko can, as one council member, can introduce an ordinance, but it doesn't really move forward until there are 5 votes to set the public hearing. And it's not clear. Well, we don't have a city council meeting date that would accommodate that, so they may be setting an additional city council meeting. And with holiday schedules, that's going to be a little bit crazy. So tonight will be exciting to watch.
And you can watch that.
You can watch it. It's live on Lansing cable stations, but additionally, anybody can web stream it. Mm-hmm. We have links to it from lansingmi.gov/clerk, and there's a link there that you can watch our city TV channel live. So if you're interested in this, I would recommend tuning in.
And it's also open to the public, correct?
It is open to the public, and as any public meeting in Michigan, the public has the right to come and make public comments. So you can come down. The council meeting is at 7 o'clock, and sign up to give your 3 minutes worth of input.
Okay, so that's all taking place tonight. Let's go back to the state for a second.
Okay.
So according to WKR Shana Roth, the state was supposed to release official rules to get a license to grow, sell, or transport the medical marijuana before Thanksgiving. So mm-hmm. that was just last week, right? So now it's been delayed. And you had mentioned that delay a little while ago.
Right. You know, obviously, if you're in this business and want to apply, you want to make sure that you're going to meet the requirements and what the requirements are. And some of that has gone a little bit back and forth. The state has to start beginning to accept applications December 15th, so they really need to get those rules in place pretty soon, and I think that's their plan. And then the whole question has come up about whether beginning December 15th, those in operation need to stop operation. And apparently, some of the draft rules that I've seen, they talk about allowing them to stay open, but actually requiring the cities where they're operating to take some kind of action to allow them to continue to be open during that application period.
So, okay, so that goes to address my next question, because if someone was concerned their provider of medicine would be offline for a while mm-hmm. During this whole process, you say that may not happen.
Right. I think, you know, the Lara, the State Department staff, and the State Commission realized that, you know, this is being regulated. This is a medicine, and people need continued access to it. And if you say to the ones that are applying for a license, you have to be shut down, you know, December 15th until your license is approved, which might take 3 or 4 months, then who does that leave out there to provide the things, to provide the medicine? And we don't want to recreate or push people toward a new black market.
Right, right. Okay, so let's just skip ahead for a minute.
Okay.
let's skip ahead to January or February of 2018. So how do you think medical marijuana in Lansing will be different than it was a year ago?
Well, hopefully, you know, all of the businesses will be regulated. We will have things in place to make sure that they're providing for the safety of their patients as well as their surrounding community. We will know how many there are, And the ones that don't have a license hopefully will not be in operation.
Okay, thank you so much. So again, that Lansing City Council meeting is tonight. It is open to the public. It begins at 7 o'clock. And you can also web stream it as well.
Correct.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to see you. Again, Lansing City Clerk Chris Swope. And a reminder, please go to WKR.org for all of our stories about medical marijuana and the push to legalize it for recreational use throughout Michigan. And of course, as you've heard Chris say, big meeting tonight, Lansing City Council. It is open to the public, but some changes to that ordinance are expected to be
introduced.
Introduced,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Thanks, Brooke.
Okay. Thank you, Chris.